In this section, I'll be talking about the American Indian Agriculture Project and some of the activities that we're doing. The Agriculture Project has been in existence since the late 1980s and originally started in order to address the concerns of Iroquois communities about the loss of traditional Iroquois corn varieties, like the one that you see right here. So one of our main efforts has been to both maintain and distribute seed of Iroquois open pollinated corn and other crops. We also, though, do several other things. We're probably one of the only land-grant institutions in the country that conducts research, field research, on indigenous cropping systems. We've been doing that for almost 10 years now. In addition, we provide technical assistance to native farmers when it's needed. And finally, we're looking at ways that we can expand marketing opportunities for Native American food crops. Some of our initial outcomes have been quite successful. For example, we have greatly increased the acreage that's been planted to traditional corn. Many Native American communities now across New York and in Canada are now planting crops like this Iroquois white flower corn. There's also been a large increase in entrepreneurial efforts, things looking at new food products and food processing that are opening up economic opportunities in many reservation communities. We've also developed educational materials for use in both school-age populations and with adult populations. My colleague in the Department of Horticulture, Marcia Ean Sheevely, has developed a curriculum called Exploring the Three Sisters Garden and has been distributed nationwide. This particular curriculum, which was originally designed for 4-H audiences, introduces school-age children to Iroquois agriculture and connects it with science and other plant-based activities. There's also been an increase in horticultural activities in schools. Indian schools at Akwesasne, Onondaga, and Tuscarora all have Three Sisters Gardens today. And there's a general increased interest within the communities with all aspects of agriculture, of corn products, of using corn foods. But despite all of these successes, there's also been a number of challenges. One of them concerns the intellectual ownership of the different crop varieties. There's also distrust in many Native American communities with plant breeding methods and their outcomes. There's a lack of agricultural experience in many of the communities. And then finally, we're having some difficulty in attracting young people. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. I always like to end with a picture of corn. You can see here in the slide a wonderful field of Iroquois white corn. It's something that whenever I look at, always gives me great pleasure. I think it's one of the ways, most important ways, that we identify as human beings, whether we're native or not native, that our connections to plants and the earth is something really important. I hope you'll join me on the discussion board. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have.